Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? We have everyone's favorite Chief Stew with us. Miss Hannah is joining us. We're going to talk Conrad, Casey, and some crazy guests. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better
Someone did ask for a milkshake tonight. They sure did, among many other things. Guys, what is up? I'm Laura L. Thomas, and we are talking Below Deck Med on Bravo Episode 5. Can I get fries with that? And to my left, I have a lovely co-host.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I'm Kaylee Stumps.
Hi, Miss Kaylee. Hi. And on the line, we have everyone's favorite Chief Stew, like we said, Miss Hannah. Hannah is joining us tonight.
Hi, how you going?
Hi, Hannah. Thank you so much for calling in. We're so excited to have you.
It's a pleasure. Nice to chat with you guys again.
Well, we have plenty to talk about, that's for sure. Overall, we have a lot of news coming up in our news segment. We have a fun game that we're going to play with Miss Hannah called Naughty or Yachty, which we happened to play when Conrad was here as well. And we're going to just... We're just going to dive right in. Hannah, where are you? Where are you these days?
Right now I'm in Sydney.
You're in Sydney. Okay, great. And are you living there? Is that just a place to hang out?
No, I've been spending a lot of time in LA. I just got back from New York, Barcelona, Mallorca, and then I'm heading back to LA in 8 days. So I just kind of bounce around the place at the moment.
Well, that seems to be the life. So, before we jump into too much personal details about Ms. Hannah, Kaylee, what were your overall thoughts about this particular episode?
I'm glad those guests are gone.
Oh gosh.
And once again, the love triangles and the love blossoming. Obviously between Conrad and Hannah.
Right.
I think you guys are so cute. And I'm curious to see what happens with Brooke and Adam.
Yes, and I'm curious to hear Hannah's thoughts about that because she didn't seem... I was a huge fan of that idea, but apparently she was having different thoughts. I was explaining before we started this show that my blood was literally boiling watching these guests during this charter. I could not imagine the guests getting any worse than the ones that we started out with. And then every single episode, they seem to just become more and more vile. These kind of took the cake to me. Hannah, how did you do it is what I really want to know. How did you do it?
I don't know what happened this season. I just feel like I think we've had two lots of the worst guests Below Deck has kind of ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just, to be honest with you, it's kind of one of those things where you've just got to bite your tongue and keep going. But you'll see kind of later on in the season that the stress definitely gets to me and kind of gets the better of me a little bit at some stage. So, well, you know, at the end of the day, everyone's human, so they're going to react in their own ways. And it's like when you can't, you know, if you're having like frustrations with your partner or what have you, you can kind of take those frustrations out and like have an argument with them. Whereas when you've got guests like this, you've got to internalize everything, and that's not healthy for anyone. So,
well, and I can imagine too, it's got to be very challenging because you don't really get to leave the situation, at least when you have a job or if you're having frustrations, you know, in work or at home or whatever. You kind of get to remove yourself at least at some point to kind of blow off some steam or cool off. You're literally immersed in these guests' experience. You are their experience. And it just seemed like they kept pushing and pushing and pushing. Did you have any opportunity to kind of let loose and blow off any steam while they were there? Or did you just have to kind of grin and bear it the whole time?
No, you've just got to grin and bear it while they're on the boat. It takes like a lot to kind of take a step back and
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You just can't, especially with the situation we were in at this point of the charter season with where Casey was, and there was just kind of no getting away from it. And I think that I was really struggling at this point of the season, because what was happening is I was going to bed at like, you know, 4 a.m.
Right.
And then getting woken up, but like continually, if it's, you know, if it's 1 or 2, you're okay. But when it's like continually night after night, you're getting like 3, 3.5 hours sleep, it just gets, you get almost delusional, like even that, you know, the firecracker thing or whatever it's called.
Sure.
I was like, I went like, I know not to do that. Like, if you're going to test it, do it outside. But I think like I'd been up at 6 o'clock that morning and it was about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning by this stage, and I hadn't sat down all day. So you just get almost like delusional and you make mistakes that you wouldn't normally make. So it does get a lot at yeah, it was getting a lot at this point of the season.
Well, sleep deprivation is definitely a form of torture for sure. So yes. I can't imagine how you held your cool together.
Yes, handling your lack of sleep plus the guests plus Captain Sandy kind of overreacting towards you plus the lack of help with Casey. Honestly, those four things I can't even imagine. I think you handled yourself extremely well.
Oh, thank you. Well, stay tuned. You might not be so dead in a few more episodes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, speaking of Captain Sandy, we chatted about this a little bit last week. Do you think, we posed the question last week, do you think that it was justified in her kind of jumping on you guys? Is it okay that she has her standards set extra high for you guys? Because it seems like this season she's kind of gone to a new level in her expectation with you guys, and specifically with you. I think with you and Adam, she feels like she's targeted you guys a little bit. Did you feel that in this charter season, and do you think it's justified?
I think that she's definitely coming on very strong this season, and I felt it, you know, while we were on board. It's kind of a difficult thing because I think she feels like she's overcorrecting for last season. But to me, it's like, well, you know, if you decide to go ahead and work together again, you kind of have to wipe the slate clean. You can't be holding something over someone's head for the entire charter season. So it was a lot. And I think I'm not one of those people that is going to go to the captain, like, with everything the guests do and say. But, like, to me, you know, there has to be a certain level of trust. So if I tell you that these are really difficult guests, then you've got to back off a little bit and let me try and just deal with them, because having all of the elements is a lot. So
right. Well, and I kind of agree with what you were saying about, I feel like she might be overcorrecting a little bit from last year, because I was a huge fan of Sandy last year. I respected her. I appreciated her. This year, for some reason, she's kind of rubbing me the wrong way, and I don't know exactly what it is. I don't know that it's just her lack of it feels like a seemingly a lack of trust in her crew. And I would argue that the crew this year is far more talented, maybe save one or two people, than the crew that you guys started with last year. And yet she seemed to be way more patient with them last year. So I don't know. I guess it's going to be something that we get to continue to watch and see evolve over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so then let's just jump right into our favorite topic that we wanted to talk to you about. So, Conrad.
Oh, Conrad. Conrad was actually with us a couple of weeks ago here in studio, and he is so sweet, so charming. So I feel like I can see why you guys had a connection.
Yeah, he is. He's a sweetheart. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys started out, I guess, with a little kiss. I think we saw tonight that he's really struggling to keep this relationship off the boat as much as possible. What initially drew you to Conrad, I guess, is what I want to... I mean, I think we all can kind of see the attraction there, but what was it that caught your eye first?
I think it wasn't so much like... it wasn't really to do with his looks, because looks-wise, he's not really the type that I would normally go for. But it just seemed like when we were just sitting and chatting, it was always so easy and we just laughed a lot together. And I think it's probably one of those situations where you kind of, you know, I think we were probably both drawn to each other because you're on a boat, you're away from your friends and family. We were going through some similar issues. So I think that kind of drew us together. Mm-hmm. And he's just, you know, he's the opposite actually of what I usually date. So it was kind of like a trying a different flavor of ice cream, you know?
Yeah. Hey, I love that.
And it's lasted a couple episodes. And I know you've talked online on Twitter. You've been really passionate about fans commenting on yours and Conrad's age difference. Mm-hmm. Why, Hannah, do you think it's a big deal to fans, but there weren't as many comments, say, on other seasons when couples from other seasons like Chef Ben and Stewardess Emily, their romance and age difference wasn't really talked about?
No, I just think, you know, it's just so ridiculous to me. I'm like, we are living in 2018 and like, I'm, you know, at the time I was 30 years old. It's like, it's a bit young to be called a cougar and he's 23. It's a 7-year age gap. To me, it's just kind of ridiculous because it's such a double standard. Like mm-hmm. it wouldn't even be thought about or brought up if it was a man, but because I'm a woman, suddenly it's all taboo and I'm a cougar and I'm a cradle snatcher and all of these things. It's just to me like, you know, he's big enough and ugly enough to look after himself. I'm sure he's fine.
Oh, preach, girl. That was what I was going to say. It. Everyone was losing their mind over you, over the age difference. And I was like, hello, if the shoe was on the other foot and it was the other way around, no one would be even questioning it. It just seems so, so petty.
Very well said.
So,
yeah.
I want to know who surprised you the most on this charter season. Who on deck was the biggest surprise to you?
So like one of my favorites is Colin. I really adore him. He is so funny. Yeah. He just like, he gets these just one word out of his mouth and you're like wetting your pants. It's amazing. And yeah, I guess, I don't know. I kind of thought I was quite surprised by Joao because I thought that, you know, knowing it's Bravo, you know, we've got a big female audience, maybe don't come in so strong with the kind of sexist stuff.
Oh, my God. Like, right. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, every time he opens his mouth, I'm like, how did you get here?
Yeah. What?
What very, planet are you living on?
Even just watching it, I'm like, just makes my skin crawl. I don't like that, you know.
Right.
And the worst is I actually like Casey and Brooke. So to me, I was like, they're both too good for you and you kind of, I hate it when men sit there and go like, I'm choosing between this and that and it's just. Yeah.
Yes. Gross. Well, I think I called that. I think I said that a couple of episodes ago where I was like, okay, if you have to choose between Casey and Brooke, I choose neither one for you. And actually Jamie said the same thing tonight. She was like, you kind of seem like the guy that would go for both. And, you know, I like that she called him out a little bit.
Jamie's a good girl, actually. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, she seems to be. I love that you brought up Colin, though, because of all of the crew members that we've been introduced to, we know the least about him, and I'm dying to learn more. So.
I know. The one little snippet we saw tonight was so adorable. He cracked me up, and that was all we got. Just a tiny little taste of like him a little once again.
Flavor. I want more Colin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he's the new Max from last season.
Oh, okay. Yes, he is. He is the new Max. I was a big Max fan too. So do we think that Joao redeem himself for the rest of the season, or are we kind of like, what you see is what you get?
I didn't really see any massive changes in him throughout the season.
Okay, great. Good to know.
Yeah. Well, also, going back to Colin, I want to ask you, you tweeted that you don't approve of Brooke with Joao or Brooke with Adam, but you do approve of Brooke with Colin. Why do you think they are a better match than Brooke with Adam?
I just think Colin is just like a softie. Mm-hmm. And Brooke, she's such a little romantic at heart, and she's got a very idealistic view on love and the world, and which is very sweet. So I don't know. I just think that they'd go well together because she's way too sweet and innocent for Adam.
Okay, I heard you say that tonight. And last week I was really cheering on this relationship because I thought that maybe Brooke would sort of soften Adam in some ways. And then I guess after I saw them tonight, I was like, nah, I don't think that's going to work.
In some ways, but it's not the good way if you want a relationship.
Well, that's a good point, actually. That's a really good point. But actually, now that you pointed out, Colin and Brooke are a pretty good
I know.
Match.
Will we see a romance between them in the coming episodes?
Stay tuned. I can't tell you that one.
Oh, okay. What about you? Are you dating anybody now? Is this Conrad bud going to blossom into a full-on relationship?
No, I think it's so difficult in yachting because, you know, you can join a boat and you can meet someone and it's all lovely. But at the end of the day, you're usually from different sides of the world. Someone wants to stay on a boat, the other person doesn't. It just, relationships in yachting tend to not work. So, yeah, I'm still on my 5-year streak of being single and I'm really quite happy with it, to be honest.
Well, I'm curious. You say that Conrad isn't quite your type. What is your type? Do you have a celebrity crush?
Oh, yeah, Scott Eastwood.
Oh.
He loves boats, too.
Side of the world for Scott Eastwood.
Okay.
Have you met him?
No, I really want to. Though. Okay, so you guys can sort that out.
Let's see what we can do about that.
Yeah, you guys.
Let us know when you're in LA.
Yeah,
actually, LA 9 days.
Okay, so,
okay. Let us know. And
I got 9 days to work on it. 9 days to make this magic happen. Hey, stranger things have happened, people, I will say. Okay, Ms. Hannah. Well, we wanted to play a little game with you before we let you go. It's called Naughty or Yachty. And basically, we're just going to throw some scenarios at you that happened either on this charter season or something someone said or did or, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, and you get to decide if it was naughty behavior or yachty behavior. Kaylee, do you have one to kick us off?
Sure. let's see. At the very beginning of tonight's episode, Joao got very upset that he had to eat delivered pizza, and he said in his interview that it's Adam's job to feed them. Do you think his reaction to eating delivered pizza was yachty or naughty?
Naughty. Sometimes you just, you know, just shut up and eat.
Right?
Yeah.
You're getting food.
Yes.
Calm down, crazy.
Most charter guests were like an absolute nightmare. It's like the fact that you have time to eat, be grateful.
Absolutely. Amen. What about Sandy calling Conrad inefficient and unfocused? Is that was that naughty of her or yachty?
That's probably yachty of her, but obviously I don't see because I'm in the interior.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What about when the chief stew is woken up by a stew who can't handle two guests?
That's naughty.
What about a $12,000 tip from the most high maintenance guest that we've ever seen in Below Deck Mad history?
That's definitely naughty.
Girl, I could not believe
that. I know, your reaction was heartbreaking. Like, those people are ridiculous.
The worst was is, like, they edited it to look like it was a really good tip because I was like, oh. Inside, I was like, what, you know? And it's really hard as well because, like, people watching, they're like, 12,000 is a lot. You're like, yeah, but you've got to understand that we work in yachting. Like, this is our yearly wage, you know?
Right.
So I understand that, like, 12,000 seems like a lot, but it's not for what we're doing and how long the season is. We only have so long to earn our money, you know?
And you have to also consider the amount of people that it's split between and the amount of work that you guys put in. When they were showing the hours, the late hours and the early morning that you guys were working, yeah, I know it's a short, quote unquote, short time, but you guys are hustling.
It's 24/7. And there's a big difference between US dollars and euros.
Yes.
I have one last yachty or naughty. The guests putting down your service and then telling you to hit them up when the next time you're in LA.
That was just ridiculous. I was like, what? And it was so bad. I really didn't realize that I'd said that to them, that I was like,
that was priceless.
I told them how annoying they were to their face. I didn't quite realize, but that's definitely naughty.
Totally naughty. Well, thank you for playing that with us. It's always a fun little game to get your perspective on things.
Yeah, nicely done.
Before we let you go, Hannah, is there anything that you can maybe tease us with for the remainder of the season? Is there anything that we should look forward to? Anything that is going to be shocking maybe coming up?
I guess I can only speak for myself. I've got what I feel like is a very long season airing ahead of me. I had some, you know, like, as I was saying before, when you've kind of got all the stresses building up inside you and you are sleep deprived, and, you know, it was so funny because it was always like on our nights out, I would be like, okay, I'm not drinking too much. And then you just have these crazy guests and you're like, I need to forget the last 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then you do. So I've definitely got, there's some stuff coming up with me, I guess, that's like that I haven't really revealed or it hasn't been part of the show before. And that's going to be, it's really kind of personal stuff for me. So I'm very nervous about that coming out, but I'm hoping that, you know, the public kind of understand that at the end of the day, you know, we're all human and none of us are perfect. So hopefully it won't be too bad. But apart from that, there's going to be romance and drama and more yelling and more threatening to fire people. And
well, you're very relatable and people love you. So
I was going to say the same, that that you're super brave for mm-hmm. even doing this and for putting yourself and your life and your work out there mm-hmm. So consistently. And I think you've got tons of fans. You've got at least two Absolutely. Sitting right here.
Yes.
So we're huge fans of you. We're huge fans of the show. And we just appreciate you guys so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Yeah. And speaking of your fans, before I let you go, I know you recently hit 100,000 followers on Instagram and posted an extremely sexy photo.
Yeah, girl.
Oh my God. I was like, is that Hannah?
Uh-huh.
Hot. And in the caption, you said that you actually used that photo to apply for a Below Deck after a wild night out. How did that be and what came from that?
So I didn't actually remember applying for it until they wrote back to me. So it was a bit awkward. I was like, what are you talking about? So it was actually just kind of a funny joke. I was on a boat in America doing the East Coast, and it was kind of a funny joke, and me and my deckhand did it, and I didn't really think anything of it. And then I was, they responded to me when I was in Croatia, so I went into my sent items and had a very good laugh at my application because I was just 100% myself and basically just a smart ass throughout the whole application. So, and then, it was kind of about a three-month process after that. And then, obviously they don't keep on too many people season to season. So, it's just, I think it's one of those things where the reason that they kind of keep me on is because every season I go in and I go, okay, you have to go in, I think, and be like 100% yourself, because mm-hmm. if you start trying to hide things or, you know, you're being filmed 24/7. So you've kind of got to go, I know that not everyone's going to like me. Hopefully not everyone hates me, but here's me, warts and all, and, you know, kind of put yourself out there to be judged by the public.
Right. You're your true, vulnerable, genuine self, and that's much appreciated.
It is, and I think that's what makes you so relatable and mm-hmm. so authentic, is that people can – you can sniff out inauthenticity. Yeah. Is that a word?
Right.
You can sniff it out a mile away, so it's so refreshing to have – to have you on the boat and consistent throughout the show. So thank you.
Thank you. Well, please remember that later in the season.
Well, we shall. We shall, of course.
We love you, Hannah.
We support you. Before we let you go, what's keeping you busy nowadays? Are you on boats? Are you traveling the world? Are you sipping rosé somewhere in France? What's going on?
So I've been going back and forth for some stuff in LA. I have... actually, this public don't know this. I'll just tell you guys. So I've been working with an activewear line. So I've got a little kind of six-piece line coming up in collaboration with them.
Nice.
How fun.
And then I'm just starting to deal with doing like some consulting and things like that for yacht owners who want me to help out with the design interior of new build super yachts and potentially hire their girls and train them up and things like that. So like there's a few things going on.
That's incredible.
It's a Hannah finishing school. I think that's amazing.
That is amazing.
How you do tequila? How you do Jager bombs?
Wait, I want to go to Hannah's finishing school and become a stew. I could do that, I think. No, that's amazing. That's so exciting. What a great opportunity. And so it makes so much sense.
Yeah. So I think, you know, the kind of working year round on yachts is kind of coming to an end for me, because you know what? You even just start feeling it physically in your body when you're you know, those, like, I finished that 6 weeks. I think I lost 18 pounds this season.
Oh my gosh.
In, you know, 5 weeks, because you just, it's all day running up and downstairs. You hardly have time to eat, and your body, you know, that's, I'll leave that for the girls in their 20s.
Oh my gosh. Amen, yeah, that's girl. Intense work. My gosh. Yeah. But I'm excited for all of your upcoming ventures that you have going on. That's incredible.
That's so exciting. Well, keep us posted on the activewear line. Keep us posted on when you're back in LA. And of course, you got some fans for the remainder of the season. So keep tweeting us. Keep doing what you do. Thank you so much, because you're well respected.
Yeah.
You have to keep me posted about Scott Eastwood, okay?
Oh, hey, I'm working on it. I'm working on it right now. I'll do what I can. I'll see what I can make happen.
So we're so on it.
Okay. That's good.
All right, Hannah, take care. Have a great rest of your night.
Thanks, Hannah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. What a lady. I just like her so much.
So much fun. So great. Nice of her to take the time to talk to us tonight.
I know. And how exciting. She's got all these fun opportunities coming up.
I know. Ooh, I'm so excited.
So juicy. I love it when people kind of do something a little different than what we've seen them doing before. Not that the super yacht consulting is different, but the activewear line. How cool is that?
She's totally expanding her brand. I'm so excited.
I love it. Well, let's just, before we chat a little bit, you and I, more about these guests that we were talking about. Guys, if you are watching us on YouTube, make sure you head on over to iTunes as well, or Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you listen to your podcast. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, a comment, a review. We love to hear your thoughts. And let us know what you think about Below Deck Med and these characters and these amazing people that we get to chat with. And also, if you're in YouTube, you can also swipe on over to the right side. There's a little live chat there. Join us there every week. Tell us your thoughts and all of the fun things. Give us a like and a thumbs up. Okay, let's talk about the guests. So the Gatsby party, they're 2 hours late.
Right.
They order fries at the dinner. There's she needs to blow out a candle.
Yeah, they're petrified that things aren't vegan or kosher, which I understand.
There's...
But, like, the buttery croutons.
I was going to say, there is nothing, like, less attractive than a grown man asking about a buttered crouton. I'm sorry. Like, get
like,
your...
sit down, sir.
Sit down, sir. I get that you're... We get it. You're vegan.
Yeah.
We get it. Like, we're there.
Yeah.
Do you not think that... Do you not trust Adam to do his job?
Yeah, he clearly didn't. None of them did.
He comes up every single time to the table, tells them what they can and can't eat, has kosher, has vegan, has not vegan, has not kosher, has...
Right.
Anything that these people ask for. And what I thought was so amazing, like one of the moments that I think kind of put everything in perspective for me tonight, was when he was like, oh, can we order some French fries? Like it was a freaking McDonald's drive-thru. And Adam whips out potatoes, starts peeling potatoes, slicing thin potatoes, fries them up or whatever. And then they have the audacity to complain that they took that. Oh, we've been waiting for these fries.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I just had to chop them all by hand.
Yeah.
You crazy person.
And I love how at the end, Adam says he kind of beats them at their own game and gets ahead of them and just feeds them all the food that they could ever want.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, they still don't trust him. He still has to come up and tell them, yes, this is kosher. Yes, this is vegan.
Yes, this is olive oil, not butter on your crouton.
Like, boo frickin' who?
I could not. I was watching this episode with these guests, and literally my skin was crawling. Yeah. I was like, just get them off. Just get them off the boat, because they are... vile human
they
beings.
Are. And then the main charter guest's little speech to Captain Sandy as she's walking off. I'm
please.
Like, lady, just zip it and leave us alone.
Just go. Well, the thing that I think is very telling, and my mama always told me, my southern mama always told me that you can tell a lot about a person by the way that they treat, like, wait staff.
Yeah.
And these people, these charter guests were so just impatient and rude and childish in a lot of ways, and demanding and late and
Deplorable.
Deplorable. I was over it from the minute that they stepped on the boat. So I was not sad to see them go. Oh,
God, what a nightmare.
Neither was anybody else.
Right.
So anyway, I'm hoping from here on out that we start to have an improvement in the guests, because I don't see how they could get any worse.
I know.
But you
never
know.
And
then finally, before we wrap up tonight, I want to talk a little bit about Casey, because we've seen Casey now for 5 episodes struggle.
Yes.
She's on the struggle bus, y'all. She is on the struggle bus.
Boat.
It is not moving fast. Specifically tonight, we had her struggling with, first and foremost, doesn't know how to make a Bloody Mary.
Right.
Okay, fine. I don't necessarily know how to make a great Bloody Mary. I can fake it. I don't claim to be a bartender.
Exactly. And she does.
Right. So there's that. We also have her. She clearly, it looks like she's embellished her resume.
Right.
Quite a bit. Hannah's calling out her resume credentials.
I'm glad that Hannah finally takes some kind of initiative and literally whips out her resume, looks up all of the things that are on it, and yep. sees that Casey can't do any of it.
Well, I think that it was that Hannah's point on the show, when in one of her confessionals, she said, you know, the problem with Casey is that in her mind, she is working hard mm-hmm. and she is doing a good job. And I think that's the challenge, is that now Hannah has been stuck with this inexperienced stewardess on her boat that doesn't necessarily know how to do the things that she claimed to do. And now they're in the middle of the ocean and she's just got to go with it. She's just got to work with it. The thing that keeps coming back to me is that we've had more than one person say that she's going to surprise us.
True.
So I'm just waiting.
I know. We're still waiting.
I'm waiting.
It's been a handful of episodes and
that clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking for Casey.
How long do you think this will last? How long do you think?
I hope not much longer. She's already waking up Hannah when she's gotten 2 hours of sleep. She's already shrinking all of Hannah's clothes.
Oh my gosh, the laundry.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of unbelievable how embellished her resume was.
Yeah.
And what's with the photo of her in the bikini?
Okay.
Like, you look gorgeous, girl. Totally gorgeous, but I don't know if I would put that photo on my resume.
I don't know that I would take that photo, let's be honest. I think that ship has sailed in my life. But hey, she's young, she's hot, she's working it.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know how much longer she's gonna last. Do we think she makes it to the end of the charter season?
Ooh.
Is that what the surprise is? Is that why she surprises us? Because she gets like clunked overboard? They kick her off the boat?
Gosh, it seems like she is going to make it through.
Well, I hope so. And she's so flirty with Joao.
Mm-hmm.
Why, girl? What do you see in him?
I know. She can't control her reaction to his flirtatiousness.
Is it just a youth thing, do we think? Like, is it... I don't mean to say that, like, oh, these kids these days.
These darn kids.
But what I'm saying is, like, is it just that she is young and perhaps a bit naive and mm-hmm. she's being shown the attention of a man, which feels good, whether he's a good guy or not.
And they're in such close quarters, as Hannah said, and yeah. there's not much interaction with anyone else. So if someone's flirting with you and you're in the mood to flirt back, then why not?
Wow.
Trouble.
I don't know. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting patiently over here in the corner, but my patience is growing about as thin as Conrad's and Hannah's with these charter guests. So let's play. Let's see. Let's do a little bit of news before we...
Let's do it.
Before we wrap this up.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So we did talk about with Hannah the possibility of Brooke and Colin, even though this episode we saw Brooke kind of being all flirty with Adam. Brooke and Colin. So Brooke recently posted a cozy selfie photo Ooh. With Colin the other day that we have. There it is.
They
look super cozy and super cute together, don't they?
Okay, they're a really cute couple, I'm not going to lie.
They are. And in her caption, she calls him Collie Wally.
Oh.
Yeah. And she says, what a pleasure it is to know you.
Oh, I love them. Actually, now that You got to put it right in front of my face sometimes to let me enjoy it. But yes, that I really like that. I like them together. I think they make sense together.
Yeah. I know. They're adorable.
I really do.
Next up, Conrad posted this about a week or two ago. I just thought we should bring it up because he's the hot commodity right now. Look at him shirtless.
I mean,
like, hi.
Okay.
Hi, Conrad. And his caption was, hard work is starting to pay off.
Well, it sure is. Look at those. I mean,
that is a naughty
look
yachty.
At that. Look at that naughty yachty. No, he's adorable. I mean, he really is. And he's adorable and attractive.
He really is.
Yeah. Love it.
He's so sweet. Another one we have is Joao. This is extremely random, and I thought I'd bring it up.
Great.
If you look closely at this photo, Joao's in the background. You can see that he has his tongue pierced.
Oh.
Chef Adam posted this photo. Yeah, he's back there on the right. He has his tongue. Isn't that? I don't know.
Huh.
That threw me off. It's kind of bizarre.
I would maybe guess that though about him.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit of that bad boy vibe or whatever.
It is a bad boy vibe.
That's a bold move on anybody's part, but yeah. I would not be surprised by that one.
Whew. Anyway,
I wonder how many lines he's used.
I'm sure Casey knows about that tongue piercing.
Oh, I've got my tongue pierced and I know how to use it or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure hopefully a better line
something
than that.
Something sexual. And the last thing I want to talk about, Captain Sandy recently did an interview and she was asked, how do you feel about on-boat romances?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, have them. I don't care. Whatever makes you smile, it's good for the soul. But when it starts to cross the line and interfere with the charters is when I start to step in and say, hey, you can't do that.
Well,
so I'm kind of surprised she's like very open to these little romances.
Well, it didn't seem like she was too open to it, so it's surprising to hear.
Exactly.
But I think she kept calling Conrad out, saying he's too distracted. But maybe he was. He didn't appear to be to me. But hey, it's not my boat. So
true.
Run your boat like you need to, Miss Sandy.
Speaking of that, Conrad did tweet. He said, "I just want to say it's not me being distracted. It's the indecisive, demanding guests."
Ah, well, it's true. They couldn't make
it
up their
true.
Minds. So it's like, where do you, it's, you do feel a little bit mm-hmm. like you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off because you don't know what they want. And you're trying to give them everything.
Right.
And you're only so many people.
True.
So I hear you, Conrad. Conrad said that?
He
Conrad.
Did.
Okay.
He did.
Hear you, Conrad. All right, let's get into a little predictions before we wrap up, guys.
Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz.
All right, Miss Kaylee, do you have any great predictions for what we might see next?
Oh my gosh, so many things.
Oh, so many. Give it to me, girl.
Okay, so when Captain Sandy kind of confronted Conrad about being distracted over Hannah, it's because Conrad technically lied to her saying that he was napping when he was actually hanging out with Hannah.
Right.
So we kind of see a little snip of that in the promo. So mm-hmm. I'm afraid that Conrad might pull back from Hannah in next episode.
Well, we kind of see a little bit of that too when they're out. He's and mm-hmm. he is talking very very clearly about wanting to keep his on-boat life and his off-boat life very separate. Which I can respect. Mm-hmm. My prediction, I think Hannah might break his heart. I think Hannah might break it. I think Hannah might be just having her fun with him and flirting with him and enjoying, but I think Hannah might break his heart. I don't know.
Possibly.
Could happen.
It could happen.
It could not. What about... Oh, wait. I was had one of her. Oh, my other one was about Casey.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to redeem herself. I don't see her making it to the end of the charter season.
I'm honestly so interested to see how it goes down with when Hannah finally confronts her because mm-hmm. she's been so kind of passive about Casey's lack of knowing what to do and help out the interior. So I'm interested to see how that all goes down and how Casey will handle that.
Well, it's going to be really interesting. I can't wait. Can't wait. We'll be right back here next Tuesday, you guys. Until then, you can keep the conversation going on Instagram and Twitter. My name is Laura L. Thomas, and you can find me at Laura L. Thomas TV on both of those platforms.
And I am Kaylee Stump. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and check out my podcast, Sex and Studio City.
That's right, guys. And we will see you next week. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.